一片空白。是这样的，就是说参加那个密集的禅修，常常会发生一种现象，就是身心分离，就是心很清净很清净，可是身体非常沉重很疲劳，所以就变成就会造成晚上睡不好，造成第二天要一两支香才会醒过来，这样怎样改善？
可以的话运动一下，这个还没有回去的时候啊，四五点的时候下来你去爬山，爬山的晚上就会好睡觉了。
是啊，可是外面密集禅修它也不让你动。
密集禅修不可以运动吗？
啊。
它没有吗？它五六点，那你到几点的？你的那个那个？晚上几点？
九点。
九点啊。中间六点的时候没有休息吗？他没有一个啊，迪丹你不要吃喝了，你去运动一下嘛。
自己锻炼就可以
了。是啊，自己锻炼一下咯。你不运动的话，那个，因为你如果少运动，一般上你没有习惯这样长期打坐的，你少运动的话。那他会累，他会那个血，你一直做一直做，他血液没有循环，除非是你一直想做，一直想走，一直想做，然后行禅的时候，你有，有啊，行禅呢、啊，有行禅呢、啊，然后如果是背有痛的话，酸痛的话，你拉筋啊，走的时候拉一下啊，做一下，他就会比较好，
常常
打坐那样坐的很平和，突然嘣，就不是没有什么理由，就一直咳嗽，这是
气不顺还是怎样？怎样改善？
他咳嗽的时候是他的那个，你有没有口水流进去那个腔道那个有吗？
喉咙觉得不就
痒了，
就
气不顺。这个是堵塞了，那个地方有堵塞，那边要去调整一下。嗯，
也是要锻炼是吗？
不是锻炼，这个要调理了。这个是堵塞了，这个是你也如果是这边的话，你那个背，那个肺俞穴，背边的那个俞穴，要去，那原始点的高手在这边啊，原始点你找他就对了啊，原始点，原始点，肺把它打开。打开了就可以了，不然就做运动。不打开的话就很久。
练气功有效吗？
有效，但你要持之以恒啊！什么东西，如果是练的，你又当它是神药的话，练一次你要给它好了，不能了。一些东西你一次它不行。
昨天讲的那个 doorkeeper。
Doorkeeper
的观念我还不是很清楚，然后把我的 mind set 在这个 doorkeeper 这边，在这呼吸的这个地方。那这个 breathing breathe out， 那在 doorkeeper 来讲的话，我观察他的那个 in and out。
你明白？来到这边你，比如讲，他 in and out 对，但是 in and out， 但你只是常的是在这个地方。就是进来你知道他。出去来到这边，你才知道他。
但不 follow 他的那个。
不 follow 他。
不 follow。就是长短
也不管。不管，长短只是一种呼吸的现象，不管他。你是知道有出有进就好了，就是这一个人，你就去管他了。就是你的队，很多人排那个长龙，你也不理会他那个长。每次你来我前面，我就查你的票，查你的票根。你长短他不理会他了，里面几个人没有人来，那就好了，我要工作完了。
那个 focus 是很紧的，很紧的 focus。
知道，不用太紧了，不要太紧，你要很 relax。哎 ，How are you? Good morning. Come in.
那其他外面的声音呢？
不要去管他，不要管他，就是排队外面人做什么，不要去管他。进来你的工作，哎 ，How， 对吧？这样。
那是定功。
也不太难呐。不会太难，你就，别人闭上眼睛， 知道就好了。你当下的是知道，那五分钟知道，六分钟知道，啊，再慢慢的加。
就这一点呢，就是在这个啊，哎，
对对对，这个地方知道的。你不是要学百篇吗？你不是有百篇的吗？
没有。
啊？你不是整篇可以百吗？就说百篇的吧。你可以百篇的话，就做百篇。
那这个方法我觉得也不错，因为你，你可以看到颜色的话，换句话说，你可以看到非常细微，等于说你可以看到光谱。你可以看到光谱的话，再细下去就不得了了。
可以再细，但你如果可以百篇的话，百篇也可以，以后有定力过后，它两样的定力。安般和百篇呢，它是两种不一样的法门。它给。安般呢，它是易学难精，为什么呢？它因为它变化多端，百篇永远的是百，很简单。如果有些人喜欢简单，不要变化了，百篇，它怎么来？它跟那个安般不一样，是百篇永远它是不会有什么变化的，百就是百了。你可以咖啡白啊，咖啡不是白，米浆的白啊，这个白啊，骨头的白啊，它可能一点不一样的白，但完全的是白，有白就可以了。安般的就不一样，安般的那是变化，很多变化。它是一个呼吸，但它的呼吸，它只是一个呼吸，但它的呼吸每一个呼吸都可能有不一样。所以它是很简单，但就是因为太简单，它就变成可以多变化，多变化。那喜欢探讨的人呢，对安般的就好。如果喜欢探讨的人呢，那他每一个他每一个入定他都不一样，都可能不一样。而且他的禅相会随着呼吸，你的气，都不一样。它会不一样，所以它安般是奥妙，它是奥妙，但就是因为这样奥妙，所以有时候就有一点困难，百篇是好的，
Last summer, I met Bhante Vivetta, and I switched to Anapana. And I was practicing Anapana for about 6 months or so. And I start to get a lot of pressure in my head and headache. So then I kind of now I'm kind of switching between Goenka's technique and Anapana. I don't know why I'm feeling so much pressure in the head. And also producing a lot of saliva, and now it's kind of the tip of my tongue. I feel a really weird sensation and bubble, kind of bubble like at the tip of the tongue. So,
when you want to do Anapanasati, the key thing is you don't immediately go to your breath. For beginner, for your case. Your case is you should do relaxation from slowly from your leg. You can use the Goenkaji method for relaxation if you want to. But this time you do it bottoms up. From this part, maybe give you a short instruction. So you close your eye. So breathing in, you pay notice to your leg. Slowly. Notice your leg. Breathing out. You let go your leg. Relax the muscle. One more time. You let the mind sink, relax, and make all this leg, the muscle, relax until it It's like disappear. Doesn't have any weight. When you're able to achieve this, then you move it to your lower back. Don't use your eye. This is the problem is when you use the eye, the heat will start to expand. Let go. Think about the whole body. Don't look at the sensation of expanding. Your mind slowly experience the breath, and also at now is not the breath. Now is notice you're breathing in and out. You notice your leg, your thigh. At this point. And then don't feel nervous. Stop at this place. Until you're able, then only you move in. Open your eye. For your case, you relax, and then until every time if you feel expansion, your head expansion, don't pay notice to it. On this place. Until this one, your leg. Okay, and then before you move to the second place, 1, 2, 3 until your shoulder, relax, and then begin for before you move until your shoulder, don't have to take care of the head, you relax, and then you know this part, relax, let go, relax, let go. But if from your thigh you want to move to your back, during that time you feel that before you want to you follow up, the head expand again, do not do this. Go down again to your leg. Go down your leg, relax a little bit. Then now you do this exercise. After meditation or before meditation, you do this exercise. First, if your two knuckle, press again your this center point. Press again this center point. Then slowly you rub again here. You feel painful this point? You feel painful? You feel painful? This part?
No, it's not.
This
you know the not the back. Yeah. Yes, correct, yes. Any pain?
Yeah.
This is the problem. Press and then slowly.
Massage it.
Yes, no. Front and the back. Then slowly move and half an inch toward your right, left and right. A little bit. Then slowly, a few until to your somewhere near here. And feel near here. You switch your position. Just now the knuckle is here. Now you switch it like this. Push it back. Also slowly rub until at this point. Then you do this part. Your forehead. Knee slowly. Okay, maybe. Okay, do it. This one until here, then press in the back. You do it thoroughly. Then slowly move until your last one at your eyeball. This one.
Eyebrow.
Okay, like this. Now you see. Then pull your this one. Exercise this. pull it down. Three times, pull it up. Now close your eyes. Just directly go to your breath. Yeah? Then you do this again. Huh? One more time. Yeah? This one again, your nose. Yeah? This one use this knuckle. This part of knuckle.
The thumb.
Yes. This knuckle and your thumb. At the side, two sides of the nose. Rub it out. Slowly. Huh? Until to this, what do you call it? The frame of this. Yeah? The frame of this eye. Make a circle, up down along this circle of the frame. Then at the center. Now, when you come back to the center, in between your eyebrows, then you rub it. Okay, close. Now, breathing again. Feel the breath. You know, use your mind to feel the breath. Okay? Feel better?
Yeah, it's much more calm. I mean, more less pressure.
Yes. This is because the problem
lies with on your qi, you know, your qi, and also there's blockage on your head and all this problem.
Blockage.
Then this is also because of when you do it, two things. One is your eye. When you do whichever anapanasati, don't use eyes to go to check it. For example, you relax from the leg, your eye don't have to go. Just the mind go.
But I close my eye.
Yes, but your naked eye still have the tendency go to check on that.
Yeah, I do.
Don't do that. This is very harmful. Don't use this eye, because when you do it, it will trigger the chi. It will trigger the chi, and then this will be expanded. Actually, this is not so bad, but because of your blood circulation is not so good, there's some blockage. That's why the qi become very strong, and then it cannot pass through. Then it become a problem. And when you have this expansion, you also doesn't know how to divert the qi, or you worry that, qi come, how to deal with it. No, you want to do something with it, that become problem.
Yeah.
Actually, you have to ignore it. Do not pay attention into it. That's why this is also one of the difficulty of modern days. People like to use, so used to using the naked eye to see things. When we say suppose we don't want to see, use the words, try to notice, even the notice word, this word, sometimes people still use eye. That's why I say experience your breath. Use your mind to experience the breath. Then you switch the concept. The paradigm shift from naked eye to the mind. You have to use all this term only for the mind. It's like a computer software. When you hit this button, it will recall this program. You hit another one, that's why you must hit the program that regarding your mind, not the eye. Don't trigger the eye. You trigger the eye, then you have, especially if you have some blockage. For this, not the problem, actually, this qi, actually you can do a healing. But for your case, you must do this exercise before and after meditation. If you see expansion, you must let the qi come down. Must let the qi come down. If not, then it accumulates for too long. It can then next time you do meditation, it will become difficult. You will immediately trigger the qi. So you can do like walking meditation. When you do walking meditation, your hand like this, 90 degrees.
Put my hand out.
Yeah. 90 degrees. You can stand up. When you do, before you do sitting meditation, you can do standing meditation. If you hand like that, then your leg, you must grounding. How to do grounding? Stand this, because in those days, in Buddha's day, they don't have this problem because they walk barefoot. You know, they don't go to do pinnabata, all this shit automatically go down. Now people lazy to walk. So you have to do some grounding, you know. You Yong Qian is somewhere over here. You do like this, sometimes do like this, then you breathing in, out, that you imagine the chi going down to the ground. You just don't have to imagine, you just think to center point of your leg when you do breathing. Two center point. This two center point. Your attention is at that place. Yeah. 90 degrees.
For how?
90. Yes.
This is not 90.
Yeah. 90. Yeah. That is the problem. Yeah. Where your hand, when you put this, this, all the problem, it will indicate in your hand. Your chest have problem. Be careful the chest, right part of the chest.
Is it better if I stand against the wall?
No need. Like this. 5 minutes, if you can do it, 5 minutes will be very good. Like that, 5 minutes is good enough. When you are free. Or during working also you can do this. If they say you do a computer sedentary job, 1 hour, you just do like this every 1 hour. 1 hour you must do it. You must do it every 1 hour.
And how do you explain the
saliva something? This is good. This is also, but you don't put too much attention into this. Saliva normally it will trigger the healing effect. Saliva, you swallow it. But don't continue to swallow too much. Because every time you swallow, your new saliva will come up. But actually, this is good. It's triggering your healing system. And you feel your tongue become what? Just now you mentioned?
My tongue, I feel a lot of weird sensation, it's very sensitive sensation. It produces bubble at the end of it. Like bubble line.
Okay. And after that, when only you happen in meditation?
No, even waking hour, it will just every 24/7.
You will feel your tongue like that?
Yeah, for the last 6 months. So now the sensation is a little bit different. It's before, it's not salivating as much, but I feel like this very sensitive sensation. And I feel like there's a bubble at the end of the tongue, my tongue.
You put all your tongue closer. You put closer?
Closer?
You come closer and see your tongue. Come out. Okay. Longer. You do this?
Huh?
This exercise?
Cannot
do
twist.
Twist.
Twist down.
Twist down.
What?
Somebody
cannot do it.
No. You have everybody able to do it. Then you cannot do it, have some problem. Be careful of your blood circulation. You go to do big. Watch up your diet, then you have to do detoxification.
Detoxification.
go Thailand.
No need to go Thailand. you can
master here.
Some of the try to eat, drink some green stuff.
Green stuff.
It could be chlorophyll or all this, which is good for detox.
Detox.
Mm. Detox. Detox the liver.
Oh.
Detox the liver.
Well, I'm seeing an Ayurvedic doctor, and he prescribed a smoothie for me every morning, and there's some pill that I take.
For how long? This,
I have been doing it like for over 2 years now.
What problem you have?
An Indian doctor, an Ayurveda.
Yeah, but you treat for what?
He said my digestive system is not really not balanced. Something. Mm.
You do a lot of exercise.
Lots of exercise.
Be careful of your diet. Not so oily.
Uh-huh.
The deep fry. Avoid all the deep fried things. American deep fry. It's very dangerous.
I don't really eat a lot of deep fried stuff.
It's not a lot. You must be totally avoid for your kids. Deep fried food is very dangerous.
No more French
fry.
No more. I think I eat
French
fry one or twice a year.
Oh, twice a year also no. For your body, it's not suitable.
Oh. Yeah? Okay.
Then meditate more is okay for your kids. This is all regarding this. You have to do relaxation. Don't reject. Your case is even you have to just sit, relax, do nothing. You just contemplate of whiteness, emptiness. Just sit there until all these sensations are fused. For your case. Now don't worry, this is actually good. Your body is trying to heal yourself.
Right.
But because of this, the problem is a little bit. A blockage is maybe too a lot of blockage along this line, so you have this all sensation coming out. So right now this is the result. You don't go to do anything on this result. Mm-hmm. Don't manipulate anything or you want to suppress it. Now is do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, until 1 month, 2 months until it subdues all this and subdues. Then slowly you can use anapana.
Yeah, because like 1 point a month. Mm-hmm. I'm going through this and I feel like my head was really heavy. I feel like a rock on top of my head. And then I went to see an Indian doctor. He did an oil treatment for me. He said because it was too much wind element or something. And I don't know.
Is wind element possible?
Yep, it's correct. Wind element. But is the wind element could not circulate? Everybody have wind element. For your case, is the wind element could not circulate smoothly. When you go up, you cannot come down. That's a problem. So that's why you must do grounding. Let it come down.
So it's about the grounding better that I actually stand on the ground and the grass instead of the floor.
If you want to, also okay. If this one or on any ground, also okay. But if in you can walk, let's say you do hiking sometime. The trail is good, you can do barefoot, it's even better.
Okay.
You are direct grounding,
okay.
It's even better. But don't worry too much, you can also, at your home, you also can do this, grounding on this, and then do the massages. Just now, if you want, to open up the chi, the blockage. No problem. This is not important. Not everybody need to do this.
Babanda, you said everyone should be able to flip your tongue on the bottom.
Like this, huh?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But I thought there's two kind of people.
This one they cannot do.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Some
right.
people can.
Some
do
people
this.
Can do. Some people cannot.
Now this everybody can do. Yeah.
So if you can't do, that means you have
problem. Your tongue. No, no, no. Don't worry. your tongue put again the T. Again your T. Yeah, yeah. Slowly do it. Huh? Until you can do it. Huh?
Yeah, almost
there.
Yeah. I just need practice.
Yeah.
That because liver got too much tax.
Who?
The lady.
No button.
Okay. What? No. Don't worry. Continue to do this.
Yeah? Exercise. Don't sleep late. Yeah? About after 10, you have to sleep. Huh? Your kids wake up early. Huh? 10 or the most 11. Huh? The most 11. Then you have to sleep. Huh? Then yeah. Exercise.
And I was also have problem sleeping. I was not sleeping much. Well, right now I'm seeing a doctor, so he's giving me medication.
When you have time, you go to. To see Takiel, Semenye. Go to our center.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Anything? In future, you have time. You have time. You go there. Take holiday. About for US, it's very easy. You come here without. You don't have to pay your visa. You can get 3 months.
Oh, how long should I go there? Because right now I'm gonna get laid off next week.
Oh, layoff is good. They give you any compensation for layoff?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Then you can go there.
So I can go there.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. You just can go there and then
conditions
like okay. Then you use a few weeks to settle down your things, your bill, everything, and then you go down there for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Huh?
1 or 2 months.
If your schedule permits. I'm not sure. If your schedule is okay, then that side you have the right food. Maybe that condition, we have our Dharma worker that he can teach you many things.
You're going to be back there Monday?
I'll be back there June
16th.
What? Myanmar?
No, Malaysia. Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur. They have a new center there, big.
But if I go, what center I go to?
Semenye. You go to our website. Afterward, you ask Janice. Janice will let you know.
Okay.
Yeah? You go there, we probably we have a few programs that may be suitable for you.你的心呼吸的时候不顺畅它会形成这种比如讲呢如果第一个呼吸进的时候你这里面呢你的心没有让它成为一个自然的呼吸 所以他的呼吸经没有完的话你可能就想出吸你有没有这么念有念吗有默念吗内心有默念吗没有默念呢有没有默念没有默念也不要尝试控制这个呼吸你要让它很自然它是怎么样就怎么样有些人尝试他有些人有念有些人没有念他尝试要控制这个呼吸 他就会形成这种状态怎么样控制呢就是他内心有一种旋律呼吸的旋律自己定的旋律他要他的呼吸跟住他自己的旋律然后这个问题是他触到没有完的时候他就静了静没有完的时候他就想要那个触所以后来的时候呢呼吸呢就会缺氧缺氧的时候他就会有这个心跳的问题他是很少的他就会这种 第一个现象可能是这个，第二个现象可能是他打坐的时候，那他 你打坐看。那你闭上眼睛，来轻轻的呼吸。比如讲啊，你这样做的话，你的手就放过来，肩膀给它放松一点，手肘和肩膀放松很重要，手不够放松的话，它就会影响这个心，然后你的肩膀啊，你的骨架也有一点，要去调整一下，你左边的肩膀是高一点的。没关系，这个是要调才可以回来，或者是做运动，这一些都会有影响到你的健康。你回去的时候，如果你的家里有那个枕头啊，你打坐的时候两个手放在这边，尝试这样抱，拿两个，两个，哎，对，再多一个，左边，那你借我一个，两这边左右逢源，再放下去，手放上面，
放上去，
手放上面，
上面，你看到吗？我的手
这样子放上面，
手挂在上面，
两边，好，放在那边呢。现在你呼吸，yes， 这个是你的肩膀的问题，肩膀有问题的，它会拨到那个呼吸。你现在呼吸一下，然后看它会顺吗？心跳会怎么样？很多时候，很多人的打坐的问题是健康，它就会有奇奇怪怪的东西现象出现，没关系。你的是小 case，你的不用来吉隆坡，没关系，你不需要，严重的才要入去那个工厂修理，你的小小维修就可以了，小小维修，多做运动一点，骨架，
不一定同样长的，对吧？
不一定，
所以自然就
好了。对，可以，不要可以。没有没有啦，不要弄弄的，不要骗他，不要吓他啦，你们。Now this is your honor because you have laid off, your honor, so you can use this time. No, your employer bid for you go for vacation.You just need a ticket. Everything is free. Free food, free lodging. Don't have to worry.
But welcome donation.
You don't need no need, also no problem.
Malaysia or?
Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Yeah, Malaysia.
The ticket is pretty cheap now.
Oh, yeah?
It's about maybe $650.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Eva.
Yeah, next Friday is my last day.
No, next Taiwan
Friday.
Is 620. You pay a little bit additional to Southeast Asia.
Promotion.
Yeah, very cheap.
Oh,
okay. This guy probably also want to go to factory.
Yes, he wants to organize a trip there. You'll be the tour leader, you'll organize a trip.
Yeah. You guys want to go?
Thank you.
Who's going?你也说，呼吸的时候到最后有时候会看到颜色，对不对？然后颜色的时候会跟着呼吸进出，然后这个东西。
现在你的颜色跟着呼吸进出。
对，因为我现在就是大部分时候都是绿色。然后就是会吸进去的时候，就会好像就是会靠近，然后一呼吸的时候，那个绿色就会。
暂时把这个颜色放掉，你的心就是在这边。不要跟着那个颜色，你的心安住这个地方放松。
对，然后一阵子以后，这个颜色就会跟着，因为气息就越来越 subtle， 对不对？
颜色不见了，
就变成有点灰灰的，
嗯，
就没有那个颜色这样子。
嗯，没有颜色比较好。
Improve。
嗯。不要去开始，不要去看那个颜色。
就是
一开始不要去跟着那个这个颜色跑。嗯。啊，可以做一些，也是放做一些放松啊，然后有没有回向功德？做一些metta过后或者之前做 metta 然后打坐过后回向功德，懂得回向功德吗？回向功德。
我一放松就开始打瞌睡。
嗯，好，打瞌睡，好，给他打瞌打到他醒，没关系，没错，
就睡没关系。
你放松放松，给他打瞌睡，放松的时候，这是其中一个放松的和安那班那的那个一种好处，就是当你放松过后，它的肌肉慢慢的打开，可能你日常的生活或者很紧张，都很少工作上吧，不知道紧张的缘故，然后那肌肉就会长时间的这个紧绷。紧绷过后，现在你打坐的时候，它就慢慢又可以放松了，它就开起来。它开起来的时候呢，那个血液啊，这个时候就真正的就可以流入这一些长期紧绷的地方。然后这一个细胞，你紧绷的时候呢，很多细胞呢就没有氧气、缺氧，没有这个粮食了。现在你放松的时候呢，就它就去了这些地方。那忽然呢，你看本来是这样，你的血管是这样的，肌肉血管忽然放松了，它容量一下子就大去了，大了，那血呢不能马上这么多出来吧，它就好像有缺氧的现象，那就很昏沉，这个是你这个是常常要打坐的，它没有在昏沉的时候就是好了，就是健康有进步了，那你给他昏沉的话没事，就是放在那边放松，到他饱为止吧，排毒的现象，这个是另一种类的排毒，这个是好现象，
是不是讲得非常好？从来没听过这么讲得这么好，这么清楚。
但有些人不是，像我的是不行，我的是讲来。我是刚才打坐是没事
的，
我是刚才是，吃饱饭呢，走了，还可以啊，躺坐下来躺一下，躺一下就是睡觉。这个是要多年累积的那个，因为我以前受伤很多，以前是整个头到脚都受伤，没有一个地方没有受伤过，所以我对于这个身体呢。就比较多下一番功夫。
因为我一直以为说那个昏沉是好像
有很多样的昏沉，有其中一种，有一些是有一些是心理的懒惰，这个你不像是这种，你是像比较紧绷那种，平时常常要如理作意，就是放松放下，看事情呢，就不要看得那么紧张兮兮这样，放松一点点，不要太谨慎。太谨慎的话呢，就会有，你是做什么的？
Computer。
就是 NASA program 嘛，错一个就错了，它就会，全部的那个次序就会完蛋啊，那种的。那个就这种工作就是这样啊，紧张兮兮哈，写错要写的嘛。还是指挥别人去写了，那人家给你看，
都有
啊，那 不行的话又不是啊，有时候就是工作压力，会形成这种，然后你一定要运动，不然你这个比如讲这个关节操这些多做，你如果手整天这样的很长时间，这个也会硬化， 硬化过后，它也可能造成呼吸不好。硬化的话，那可能就是下半身可能好，上半身可能就不顺。它硬的地方呢，比如讲你这个地方，那肩膀呢，一般上用电脑的人就是肩膀一定会问题的。所以你打坐，放手啊，放松，我这样也可以。你就找你四粒，下面两粒，上面两粒，这样的打坐，在家里，不然就找一个比较大的，你就放上去就好了，这样的就很舒服。Full Lotus 第一个呢，就是你它是一种拉筋的运动。They can explain to you. If anything, any particular you want to understand, you want to listen, you can just English please. So I explain, okay? Or later they like record down. Or any particular person. If this is a question, I will repeat the question.If you like the question, later you can ask that person. He asks, what is the benefit of full lotus? If you want to, afterwards you go after him. 这个双盘呢，比如讲啊，它是一种拉筋的一种运动。这个而且呢，它对于那个气的那个是很强的。当你做那个双盘的时候，然后一个是。双盘呢是很平稳，它一个现象是，你看到你如果做单盘的话，它就一边上，你再怎么样的话，它一定是不平衡的，它一边就会来这边，长期，所以单盘也好，它你一定要换来换去，不然长久的话，另一边，比如讲我拿脚拿上来了，我的重量一定会去左边一点点，那你一定要用另一边给它平衡回来，不然呢，它肌肉会出事的，一年两年，三年四年过后，它久了，双盘虽然是平稳，但我们双盘也是要两边的，两边就是有时候这边，有时候就另一边，有时候就在左边上去，你谁要做双盘的？谁喜欢训练双盘？训练双盘呢？他一定要有那个方法，你没有方法的话呢，他那双盘呢，我以前也不懂他的方法，一直一边一直一边，其实这个不好，要两边，他一定要做双盘的话，现在初学者呢，你们就不要用双盘，你要双盘的话最好受训练，就是讲就是那个技巧是怎么样的双盘，然后他当你这样这个结的时候呢，你看呢，他第一个你的身体就自然的挺，他是好像一个东西这样的桌打那个他们以前他们讲什么结呢，跌结是什么，有一个名称的，在中文有一个名称特别的，这一个东西是好像 locking， 他的那个意思像 locking 这样 lock 的，可能气给他不散，然后他气就上去了。现在的人和以前的人的不一样，以前的人的上半身是没有什么 blockage 的，以前的人从农耕的采水果啊，手啊常常拿上的，现在你们看一个星期可能手拿过上面的都没有，对不对？那一个星期整个星期手随时手拿高高没有啊，他们整天就手拿高，拿踩东西啊，放东西啊，所以这边都很痛的。现在的人是拿东西拿重，一直拿这边，拿这边拿书包啦，拿这边拿 laptop 啦，全部都是向上的没有。以前的爬树啦，砍东西啊，都一直手上的。很多人呢，到现在他就会有50肩、60肩，什么肩都出现，手不能拿起来。不能直，这种现象以前的人没有，所以他们这样打结的话，那么气就很快的就上了。但像有些像刚才这个女士的，她不适合做双盘的， 气已经这么强了，你在打结的话，这个更强更明显。嗯，它是像那个水可以载舟，也可以覆舟。那有时候不对的情况，那你就不要去用算盘，除非你一开始你的工作是很轻松的工作，的人呢、也没有用电脑这么多的啊，算盘是好的，它不会有那个气太强。这个算盘呢，它会有一种，如果气不强的人算盘很好，气太强的意思是，它的循环不好的人，你这样的话，他气根下不来，那他会更胀。所以虽然是好，但不是对每个人的适合。一定要，不是每个人都不适合，都适合。的意思我再讲一下，其实是如果你懂的话，那每个人可以做的，就是慢慢按部就班，就是你要懂得处理你的身体了，知道你的问题是什么，然后再慢慢的一样一样的，再做，那你有做三盘吗？
Sometimes
啊，有没有气的问题？
不能做太久，所以还没有。
只是脚的问题啦，但我看你的身体还蛮 OK 的，你身体还你适合做三盘，但你一定要用双两边，这边和另一边，你平时有练瑜伽吗？
没有，
那你可能人比较水，不会这么容易紧张的，比较 OK， 没有什么身体比较 OK 的人就适合。你可以直接训练双盘。
但是双盘对打坐有什么帮助呢？
它第一个它平衡，第二个它的气，因为如果是气好的话，它我们的那个不管任何业处，它对我们的心很重要。那心里面呢有两种，气和血，气血冲出的时候，他的那个呼吸他就会很清楚，然后清楚的时候，血液循环清楚的时候呢，他禅相，然后有些人呢他禅相，如果有禅相的人呢，他做双盘或者是他有练气的话，他会更亮，更亮的话就是更容易的，那个目标更容易明显，所以对他就是有帮助。所以双盘那它有带来这些益处，但不只是可以单单靠算盘运动啊这些啊，但一定你做算盘的话，一定要懂那个拉筋，你另一边再上看，再换一边，你算盘给我看，两边都给我看，你算盘的话，那昨天记得跟你讲的身体一定要重心前，再来后来。腰力不够，再放一边，你后面要垫一点，再换一只啊，对，上来，是，还不够，但不错了啦，算不错啊，不错，可以，但你一定每次打坐的时候呢，就要这一个，然后过后，打坐前和后呢。你整个身体就可以趴下来，给他拉那个这个挡筋，这个是另一种益处。胸不是头，胸下来，然后拉，你看到他旁边的这边他就拉了嘛，对不对？这个是胆经和胆经，他就拉了，他就是个好处，他本身就好，很好的。反正你这样拉也可以帮助这一个筋给他疏通。Okay, 好。You don't do this posture. Not suitable for you.
Not suitable for me?
Not suitable for you.
Don't do. I can't. I know that's why I was having that before. I'm not flexible enough.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, after 2 months in Malaysia, maybe. now, not okay. Don't do that. Don't do this at home. Don't do this.
So it's okay I do the Burma style?
Oh, what is Burma style? The loose sitting, this is good.
The Burma style, I think this is what they call the Burma style.
No. The Burmese style, they do this way. That's called Burmese style.
No,
This is called loose sitting.
Loose sitting.
You another one you can do is the flock sitting. Flocks. This one. You do this, it's good for you. 脚板是要平下来的，两边都可以，两边都可以，两边偶尔这样偶尔那边更好。往这边也可以，更好，有偶尔这边两边都要，可以这样的话更好。你看那里拉多一点，那个比较舒服，这个比较舒服还是这样比较舒服？没有，这样的比较舒服。 还是另外直的比较舒服，那一个比较舒服。两个差不多，就随便一个，换来换去，有时候这个，有时候那个，有时候这样，有时候你就这样，可以这样，好啊。So
one day I can do the loose bar style or the rock style.
Both switch, sometimes this, sometimes another one, switch is good. You do whichever, then when you do breathing, whichever more comfortable, then you choose this. You can do experiment. Which one is more suitable?
Also sometimes I have a shoulder problem.
Shoulder problem?
Yeah, and this helps, like sit at this sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not so good. And this is just temporary. Divert the problem. But it's good that you treat your shoulder. If shoulder problem, then you got to do some exercise for shoulder. Like this, maybe you feel comfortable for a while, but after that, you come back again. This is not good. This one is comfortable, but you create another problem. Because whatever sitting that the posture not correct for a long time,
This is not a problem. Because this shoulder alleviates this shoulder here.
This one, your shoulder too stiff.
Yeah, this shoulder. Yeah.
So do something about it. Okay. Do something. Do some exercise. If not, go exercise is best. Or do yoga or. If not, pay some money. People massage for you. If you're lazy to exercise, this is how people massage exercise for you. Chiropractor, they exercise for you. Okay, you pay money. The best is you exercise for your own. Do some exercise. A lot of exercise. Spend some time. Worth it. Make a posture, may you take a posture? Huh? 老师要教我不会，你们那个老师这个我没有教，我不会。也可以做，要优雅好看的就做好看优雅的嘛。你的手要这样也可以，有些人要这样可以，这样也可以没关系。就不要做那些不，这个不要了，你孩子的形象就要优雅的了。这个有点粗俗，不要做了，都是很多，都是好的，都不一定要学那个。
所以你刚才说那个人，他们做外一边这样，腰不是很酸吗？没有，他讲的不是我讲啊，不是师傅，他讲的，那个斯里兰卡他们到，他们的裤你都做这样子，可是我这样踹，啊，对对，腰都断掉了。对对对对，当然啦，就是因为他们小到大都是这样习惯啊，你不习惯你怎么可以啊？你不习惯你要学人家都可以啊，
对呀，看阿公自己的暖暖。
我自己有发现有一个问题，我之前完全没有 notice， 就是我之前看到我参加的那些 retreat 啊，他们有照相，就有的我发现好几次我在meditate，我就是做得很好的时候，我的头是往上仰的，但是没有任何的原因，比如说我鼻子塞住或者脖子不好都没有这样。 而且我在这种上扬的时候，表示我做的非常舒服，就我觉得很好。那这个原因是不是有特别的原因，还是我还是把它收回来？嗯，它这个特别原因是为什么？你这样做的时候呢，它是让你的胸打阔，那这个是平常的时候你的胸这个不够阔，你打坐的时候，它自然就。
你看，你这样做的时候呢，他这样就收了，比如讲有些人呢是头背一点点的，然后他这样，他就会舒展他的胸，他就会呼吸的时候很舒服。那如果你打开了，如果你的胸已经打开了，他就不会有这种动作，他就不会这样了。
因为我完全没有notice，直到我看了picture，是胸的问题。OK，那我后来自己是哦，我自己去意念哦，我真的是我自己就开始收起来。嗯，胸的问题，胸打开了，他就没有啊，多做胸运动，打开胸。What
English？ Yeah. This is normally he didn't notice that when he meditated he will have slowly. There were this the posture, the head will become like that. So he not even noticed until at one time some people snap a photo and then let show to him. So he asked why. He feel like normally when he do this he feel that this is the most comfortable, the best sitting. You know, when he do like that, normally it's very relaxed. So this is something due to the normal when he it could be maybe watchmaker, maybe like that. Huh? Most of the time, huh? So the chest is not open up. So when the chest is not open up, when your head lean toward the back, it's automatic. Open up this chest. But this is the problem. This is not because of the head. Huh? Actually, you have to do the exercise until this chest is wide open. Then you don't have to do this. Huh? This is the bodily. You have the way to find the most comfortable. If they say you want oh now I'm healing, I need more oxygen, then what is the best way? Then the body will help. This is the best. Normally this is the best. Then this is the best. But if you equip the body with more tools. Oh, now it's already do. Then the body will not ask your head to go down. You will just like that.
Okay, question. In the morning you said like, a lot of people like they use their eyes to, to look at it. I kind of noticed, I think I was partially using the eyes to concentrate here. Because what happened, let's say, if I want to concentrate on this, right, I look at this and I can concentrate easily, right? So basically, if I look straight, but I concentrate this, it's harder to concentrate. Especially if there's a light here, so if I look straight, I start noticing this light. There's a lot of activity here too, besides, here. I know something going on here, but if I don't look there, it's not as easy to follow us, it's not so easy to put the mind here.
No problem. You just do this exercise for a while. And this one just now the exercise. Yes. Then slowly this forehead will become less tension. When there's a lot of tension, this chi will be here. When you meditate, you see this color over here. When you just open up, this one you will not disturb anymore. So you will come to this. You don't solve the problem to create another problem.
Okay.
So you after you do this,
so if I do this, it's going to disappear eventually, like that.
Yeah. This one is good. This one after you do it, this one when it's wide open, the chi is not blocked. You meditate. This one will not disturb you.
Okay.
the color will not adhere. Then what you can do exercise, open your eye, look at the green, then at the same time, notice your breath. Can you try?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very relaxed, and then you know the breath, very relaxed, right? No disturb.
Okay.
This is the best way. Then only close your eye. Do some standing meditation. Yeah. There you go. This is the way. Huh? And then if you feel the tense again, you can do rub, or you open the eye and look at the green. When you're able to turn to that mode. This, when you look at the green, automatically switch the eye to relax mode. Look at the green. And then you do breathing.
Yeah, but you
know, It's okay.
But once I start to breath, I can automatically
go
down.
Yes, that is problem. You have to do this until the eye not going down. You need to reprogram the mind. And this is become a habit. You need to switch this habit. Then your concentration will improve. You through this. Don't use eye. You will get tired.
Well,
the eye will get tired.
Also, I find it helps to kind of sit more straight and lean back a little bit, because then the eye kind of, it's like...
But if the eye is coming down, you don't use it, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's, your eye, the position of the eye is like when you go to sleep, how you position it. Exactly like how you're sleeping mode. No problem. Not too bad. Too backward, then you cannot sit for too long.
Why not?
Because all your center of gravity go to the back, then you will get pain.
Yeah, I can sit for several minutes, maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Five? No, we want to half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours.
Well, I can go rest, and I can do another 15 minutes.
Okay. It's okay. But you do this, again, you disrupt every 15 minutes,
yeah,
you disrupt your concentration.
Yeah.
So is you can do it not moving for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, even better.
Yeah, because this way, if I lean back, its eye position is more natural. Even
though no need to lean back to make it. Actually, you like this also can. Not your body and eyes, two different muscles. There's two different muscles. But if you say lean back is more okay, then this is because of your neck. Lean back is more okay because of these two muscles. These two.
Yeah.
This one is connected to your eye.
Yeah.
You press at the back, whether this point, just directly back, whether pain or not.
Where? Here?
You know, this eye,
yeah.
This point.
Here?
Yeah.
Right here.
I'm going to do it to you later. Yeah, free.
Free. You do the pain.
A little bit, not too bad. But yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. If you didn't hit the right spot, already a little bit pain. You hit the right spot, that is problem. You do this, then your eye will be okay. So you do this. This is something to do with your back. So when you do this, you don't have the pulling effect. So you feel that it's better for your eye.
Yeah.
Actually, it's because, not your eye, not because of this, it's because of this line.
The central line?
Yeah, this line, these two,
oh,
especially
two.
These two.
Okay.
These two. Pain.
Well, on the side, this was more painful.
Yeah,
it's not too wet, but yeah, it's not.
Make it until massage it, then it will be okay. You can sit this without disturb your eye.
I think the master just teach us something very good. Looking at the tree, the green, the leaf, but then thinking of your breath, kind of that way your eyes is there, not on your breath, but you can think of your breath. That separate your eyes from the mind. I think that's a good exercise.
Another one you can do for your kids, you do this.
you can do this or that. Never mind, huh? You this one maybe much easier for you. You these two hands pull down. Then your head go against it 45 degrees.
Against it? You pull down but your neck try to pull it. Okay.
Yes. Your hand down, then 45 go up like that.
Oh, pretty good. Hand
down. So straight, right? Not to the side, straight.
No, straight, straight. Pull it down. These two hands pull the head down. Then your head begin this pulling force. 45 degree go up.
Or the head goes up?
You just withstand.
45.
Yeah, I think pretty good. You can relax, yeah.
Other than
that, so just pull down like this, right?
No, too much, 45 degree pull.
Hold it down.
And your head turns against that pulling force.
Pulling force, 45
right,
degree.
45 degree, the two down.
It's like something pull your head
like,
up.
Like a resist, like resist, right?
Or yeah,
you resist it. Okay. Pull.
45.
Oh, pretty good, yeah. My neck's actually relaxed.
So going down 45.
No,
going down. This you
45.
You lean back.
Against the pull down force.
Go
right.
back, but you imagine
your
it's
head
45.
Is 45.
Well, not go back, 45.
Yeah, but not too down.
You know, it's like this. Yeah. It's like the go up. That.
You can feel the you can feel the
so,
tension.
So, yeah,
right
you,
here.
You tense
you pull
those
it
muscles
and
here, right?
Yeah. You pull it. Yeah. Correct. That's correct.
Yeah. And let go,
okay.
And you feel good. See?
Yeah.
See? You relax.
And this one.
Yeah. There's like goosebumps right here.
Yeah. Goosebumps. Yeah. That's good.
Your eyes feel better.
Eyes? I don't know.
Yeah, but because you do more frequent.
Yeah, maybe.
More frequent.
It's hard to say.
Just do it more frequent. You know that 45? Yeah, that's English,
45?
Yeah,
45.
45?
I
need to draw.
45 degree, right?
Yeah. 90 degree
half.
When you do this, you know, you not just go back. You go these up, then you have pulling this muscle at the same time. You know, you're like, you have pull it down. No, no need to be too hard. Then this one also will do the realignment for your neck. If your neck is okay. Then that's another one. Like this. Until to the very back. Then again 45. This now is again this force. Again this force. Your head try to pull down and your hand go against it. Don't let the slowly, not too hard at one time. Slowly, gradually increase the force. Then we stand it. Then okay.
Check which part of your when you do this, which part of your shoulder feel pain? Which part? Do both of them feel pain? This is the problem. This you are screening which one you mark. So normally this is connected to your neck.
This one is not as much. This one is more.
Somebody for your case because of back.
Right?
You can do yes. Then against it. Same, again this way, Don't use force. Slowly, gradually, 45 degree. I don't know. When you do this, your hand have to be 45. Right
angle. Not this.
Parallel.
To the side.
This one.
Yeah, to the side.
If you don't know how to do it, you lean against the wall and then do it.
Then you will be correct. You lean against the wall and then pull. Then you will be, you
so
will know.
This arm needs to be 45 degrees.
Not 45, yeah.
Oh.
put on the side.
Yeah, just put aside. Then just go against it. And another one. But usually these two, because most of the time people have these two problems. This one, either you are like that, too much, yeah? then you have to do this again.
You have to, your head go up first, then this one support. Pull it further up, further up, then turn it come down. This one's always support it, the back.
Ah,
背部酸,
那是背部有问题, 看什么问题, 这一招是很好的, 你有什么问题, 它就出现, 它就把那个问题, 每个人都不一样, 每个人的问题就不一样, 你要顶得够厚,
你的手这边就要下来, 你顶得够厚很高的话, 头就要下来, 然后就是手一直上, 头就是要跟它, 跟它脚, 跟它, 对,
嗯，他在有这个问题。高方穴，高方穴。嗯，那边就多做那边，那里有问题就处理那里。你拉的时候，那里痛就处理那点，那就是真正的原始点。问题的根源。 原始点只是做后面背部。还有吗？ Any more question? 还有其他的问题吗？好呀。
So if I go, if Bante is not there, is somebody there
going to
be helping?
After June, something, after 16 of June, June 16. I'll be there. A few capable Dharma worker, they can help.
My
Dharma worker.
Dharma worker.
We have full-time Dharma workers.
Oh, Dharma worker.
Yeah. They know all this. They can help.
16, Bante will be there.
Yeah, okay. We'll be there.
Okay.
Up to you. If you have a very urgent thing to do, then if they say you have another job interview which is very important, then your boss want you to work immediately, and then you decide your own. If they say after you unemployed, you say, buddy, I come here now, I'm unemployed. Now, as you can feed you free lodging and free food, don't worry, but no salary. It's depend. You can decide your own.
Okay,
对不起，还有个问题。刚才师傅讲原始点，是不是背后那个膀胱经啊？没有，我只讲原始点，只是那里有痛的地方呢，就是这个痛的那个原始的地方，原始的根源。原始点呢，本来就是找这个根源。但因为他一定要有一套东西呢，给人家知道。
所以他就把那个肌力有问题的肌力最高的东西呢，就放在这一个几个地方，那这一个地方的按摩的话，在背没有这么多危险，所以在那边处理过后就可以处理到很多地方。但真正的那个病的根源呢，不只是这几个点，还有很多的地方，这个意思。没关系，I'm
okay. If those want to go back, if you have any appointment, okay. If you have any question, you want to stay, I'm fresh now.
Fresh. Another question. You mentioned yesterday that the happy feeling is pity, right?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between pity and sukha?
PT is the example is that is for somebody in go to desert. Very thirsty. And in the desert, very thirsty, and then suddenly you see, oh, oasis, there's water. But the time you spot the water, this is PT. Wow, water. Then you run towards this water, still PT. At the moment, you take a cup of water and drink. Quench the thirstiness. That time, you have satisfaction. Good feeling. That is sukha. Piti and sukha.
So how do I know what I have? I have piti or have sukha?
Never mind. All, both of them is good. Don't have to worry. After you do the first jhana and second jhana, from first jhana you want to go to second jhana. From second jhana to third jhana, you need to drop the piti. And then when you have sukha feeling, then you can differentiate what is piti and sukha. But you try to go the sukha normally come with contentment, satisfactory. And then the feeling. Good. Like that. Piti is like excitement. Rapture. You have excitement. Rapture, whatever. But the key thing is you feel excitement. Too much of excitement, you cannot go to sleep. But sukha, confidence, very good. Immediately you go to sleep. Like, tomorrow you have dating. This PT. They say you have dating, you want to go somewhere. Oh my God.
Date.
Yeah, right? You cannot sleep, right? This is PT. 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 Let's say sukha is your stomach. You have the urge to go to the toilet, but cannot find a toilet. You have to hold your physique.
Yeah.
Oh, very difficult. At the moment, you let go. That is sukha. This is sukha. Can you understand this too? Oh.
That's a really wonderful explanation.
Oh, 百遍啊, 百遍呢是取百, 比如讲呢, 一般上, 百遍的话, 我们是教导是从, 三十二身分, 三十, 就是他那个, 安班到四禅过后, 他就进入三十二身分, 内在的三十二身分, 然后他取白骨, 过后他取白骨, 白骨的, 内在, 外在的白骨, 过后, 他取白骨的头颅, 这个后面白色, 他一观想这个白呢, 他就整片白, 整片白了, 他就进入白片, 这个是常规的白片, 那有些人呢, 他闭上眼睛, 可能像, 这位, 他过去有修白, 一下子他有白出现, 那你做白也可以。 那有些人呢, 他比如讲呢, 他鼻子有塞啊, 怎么样啊, 那要看那个呼吸很困难啊, 然后我们建议看, 你可以回想一个白色的东西吗? 如果可以的话, 那你就想一个白, 比如讲, 雪山啊, 雪山, 有去过雪山的人呢, 就会觉得, 诶, 一片白很漂亮, 然后你就取那个白, 放松。 那白出现，一白出现呢，你就可以拿那个白，它的白出现的话，就是可以几一分钟、两分钟的这种。然后你取白片的时候呢，你不要怕这个白会不见掉，很多人呢，他怕那白不见掉，他所以死捉住这个白，这个白它不会就不会再生了，那就要很放松，不要怕这个白死掉，敢敢的放掉没关系。 他要很轻松的，所以一般上没有定力的人做百遍，他们会有这种现象，就是怕那百消失掉，所以使劲的拿捉着这个百，他就很放松，一切的定一定要放松，如果不放松的话，那个定就是会有问题的。 它会一持不久。用牛筋的不行的，好像这个，它那个定呢，如果它不改它的方式的话，它不行。它是用力，用力道太多了，不可以用力，要用柔和的力量，开发柔和的力量。Okay. 还有吗？没有了，我们就回向功德啊。然后你们要问其他的可以问。Okay. Okay, we share merits.、So, today's you have meditate listening to Dharma and also do some dana. So may all these merits you share with all the guardian deva, unseen beings.Your friends and everybody, may they be rejoiced in our merits. Idang me punyang,
idang me punyang,
asawakaya,
asawakaya,
wahang hotu,
wahang hotu,
idang me punyang,
idang me punyang,
nibanasa,
nibanasa,
pacayo hotu,
pacayo
hotu. We also make expiration, may these merits of mine.Become a supporting factors to attain Nibbana and also become a supporting factors to eradicate all the internal defilements. So after that, we only share. And just now, the two verses that you chant is aspiration. And then now, we share all our merits equally to all the beings. May they rejoice in our merit.Mama punya bagang,
Mama punya bagang,
Sabasatanam,
Sabasatanam,
Pajimi,
Pajimi,
Tesabe,
Tesabe,
Mesamang,
Mesamang,
Punya bagang,
Punya bagang,
Labantu,
Labantu,
Sadu,
Sadu,
Sadu.
Like to take this opportunity to representing the organizer for this retreat and all the Dharma volunteers and all the yogis to ask him for forgiveness from Bande. If we have done any wrongfully things, intentionally or unintentionally,to the Triple Gem, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, we sincerely ask for forgiveness.
We also for any wrong, not so nice behavior that unintentionally provoked you, so we also ask for forgiveness.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay.